Assalamu alaikum. I'm Sister Nicole Kareri, and I've come all the way from the United States to tell you a story. It's a story about Qasim ibn Hassan. And it is about how looks can be deceiving. You see my Teddy here? Teddy often looks happy, but... Oh, what is it, Teddy? Yes. He knows that the month of Muharram is coming, and he's feeling sad. You see, during Muharram, we have many things to learn, including how to remember those who've gone before us and how they've struggled and strived for the sake of Allah. Today, the story is about Qasim ibn Hassan, and he's a wonderful example of how looks can be deceiving. Now it was the night before Ashura, and it was very dark outside. But there was enough light coming from the stars. Now the stars in the desert night are amazing. They shine so beautifully, it's almost as if you can touch them. In fact, the stars are so numerous. There are so many stars in that desert night that it almost looks like a milky sky. It was on that very starry night, the eve of Ashura, that Imam Hussein and his special family and friends, may peace be upon Imam Hussein and his beloved family, they were busy in prayers. They were thinking about Allah and thanking Him for everything. Their voices were so sweet. They sounded like the melodies of birds rising to the heavens. Imam Hussein, in that evening, turned to all the people who were in his camp, and he told them something very, very special, something that other leaders and other people who fight in armies would never say to their soldiers. He said something so unusual. He said, "My dear friends and family, I'm going to be honest with you. The enemies tomorrow have decided to fight me, and they want to get rid of me for once and for all. And they won't stop until I'm gone. If any of you want to leave now, I give you permission to go. And go now while the night is dark. And do not feel bad for doing this. Go in the night so that your dignity can be preserved." For Imam Hussein didn't want to embarrass anyone. He was so careful and concerned about the feelings of those who were close to him, about the companions. Even his enemies he treated with the same care. So he told them, "Let this dark night be a cover for you, and if you want to save yourself, you may go." And he said to them too, "If you decide to stay, then know that you too will be gone from this world tomorrow. For this battle is going to be something fierce. And here and now," he said to his companions and his beloved family, "I'm setting you free. If you wish to go." But those loyal companions of Imam Hussein and his beloved family members said that they would remain by his side right until the end. They would not leave him, for they would be embarrassed to do so. "We don't want to be remembered as the people who left you in your time of great need," they said to him. "We have waited a long time to be able to protect you." It was their honor. It was their joy. They were so happy, even though what was to happen to them was not something most people would rejoice over. But because they were there protecting the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wanted to stay. And each one after the other, promised to stay with Imam Hussein. And they told him how much they cared about him. There was joy in their hearts. Now, when it was dark and no one was around to see them, some of those people left. You see, looks can be deceiving. Now, in Imam Hussein's camp, there weren't just big, strong men. There were also young children, as well as elderly people as well. People who were loyal to Imam Hussein and the family of the Prophet for many years. Now there was one young boy in particular who was very special, and he was the nephew of Imam Hussein, and his name was Qasim Ibn Hassan. He was the son of Imam Hussein's brother, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. May peace be upon him. Now Qasim was only 13 years old or so. Imagine today a 13-year-old going out into the battlefield. It is not something we see every day, but this Qasim, he wanted to go and support Imam Hussein. And he asked, as all of those who went onto the battlefield, if he could join in the battle. As he spoke, Imam Hussein's eyes were filled up with tears. Tears of joy because he was happy to see that this young Qasim, even though he was of such a tender age, that he was brave. And he chose Allah and the next life above this world. Now even though Qasim looked small and was not strong as the older men who had many years in the battlefield, other men who were warriors and had great muscles and stood tall, he was, however, very brave. And he had his own strength. So you see, looks can be deceiving. Even though he looked young, he had courage of a lion. He had the strength of a mountain. And he had the love of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. Now Imam Hussein turned to Qasim and asked Qasim what he thought it would be like to leave this world. And Qasim answered that leaving this world would be sweeter than honey. Not because he didn't love life that Allah had bestowed upon him, which is a great honor, but that Allah had given him this task to support and defend his imam. Now the imam told him that he might experience pain and hurt when he left this world. And everyone who heard this had tears in their eyes as they saw Imam Hussein dialoguing with Qasim and telling him about what to expect. But Qasim himself, he had a smile on his face. Finally, the day of Ashura dawned, and the battle between good and evil was about to begin. The companions of Imam Hussein were so brave and strong, but there were so many soldiers on the enemy's side. And it didn't help that all of Imam Hussein's friends and family were so thirsty. And they were under the scorching sun. Qasim went to his uncle Imam Hussein and he asked his permission to be able to fight with the other brave men. The first couple of times Imam Hussein said no. But Qasim kept coming back. He was determined. He wanted to be there to defend his beloved uncle and defend the religion of Islam. And he came, and the imam saw how ready Qasim was to fight. And because he kept asking so many times, he took Qasim by his side and hugged him very tightly. He embraced him, and he remembered his dear father, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. Now the imam took Qasim to one side, and he helped him to prepare for this fight. This would be the fight of his life. He looked at him one last time, and he gave him a sad farewell. Now, remember, Qasim was just 13 years old. He was a young boy. And because he was so young, he put upon himself the armor of his own father, which was large for him, and the sword. And the sword he carried was heavy, and it dragged beside him on the desert floor. He wasn't that tall, but his courage was tall. His courage was mighty, and he got on his horse and he set off for the battlefield. And he said goodbye to his uncle for the last time. Now the imam couldn't look away from Qasim. His eyes were fixed on him as he rode straight into the enemy. Qasim went onto the battlefield and he shouted, "O people of Kufa, if you do not know who I am, then listen now. I am the son of Hassan ibn Ali. Imam Hussein is your leader, and you are bad people for having turned away from your rightful imam." And this way he warned them. This was the etiquette. This was the behavior of the Ahlul Bayt. They always try to advise people to the best of deeds. And here he stood facing so many enemies, and you'd think that someone would be so afraid that they wouldn't be able to open their mouth, but not Qasim, you see, because looks can be deceiving. Even in front of the enemy, he was brave and he spoke to them courageously. And then it came time for the battle. Qasim was able to fight the enemies, and indeed, he killed many of them for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the protection of the rightful Imam. He was a great fighter, even though he was so young. And he was fighting against people who were older than him, and maybe people who had much more experience than him on the battlefield. But finally, the enemies outnumbered him, and they caught him by surprise. Qasim was hit with a sword and fell from his horse, and he was crying out for his uncle, Imam Hussein. Now the enemies gathered around him and started hurting him even more. And it was at this time that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him, came rushing towards Qasim, and he pushed the enemies back with all his strength. And when Imam Hussein came up to Qasim, he saw that he was badly injured and he was soon to leave this world. Now Imam Hussein cried and hugged him so tightly that he was not alone. And he told him that he would be remembered. You see, even though in the end it looks as though the enemies had won and Qasim and Imam Hussein had lost, it wasn't so. It wasn't like that, you see, because looks can be deceiving. Today, we are talking about Qasim and Imam Hussein, and we remember them and all the good things they did, and how they strove and fought and persevered against so many enemies to support Islam. Qasim and Imam Hussein are going to heaven, and they are the real champions in this story. But the enemies who looked as though they had won, they had actually lost. And today no one remembers them or mentions their names. No one knows where they're buried, but we know where Imam Hussein is, and we remember him. Allah will never be pleased with those enemies, but he will be pleased with his servants. You see, in the end, looks can be deceiving. I hope you liked this story as much as I did. I hope you did too, Teddy. And I know it's the month of Muharram, but your sadness is something that Allah will appreciate, because when you remember those that Allah loved and you feel sorrow for them, Allah will be pleased with you, because they represent goodness and truth and justice. And that's what we do as Muslims too. We recognize that. So goodbye for now, children. May Allah accept all your du'as and all your striving in this month of Muharram as you remember Imam Hussein, peace be upon him.
La 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 la